Okay, today's shiur is Bavitziyah Daf Kuf Tez Zayin. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Ginsburg family, the Zecher Nishmas Rachel Bas Moshe, and the Zecher Nishmas, the entire town of Tiktin in Lithuania, whose yurt site is Aleph Elul. The town was destroyed by the Nazis, and they celebrate the yurt site on Aleph Elul. All of the Neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, we are on Daf Kuf Tez Zayin. I'm an Aleph, that's six lines. Tanakh of Asay the Rabbi Yehuda. So we had yesterday, we had a machlokas in Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna regarding how many malkos you get, if you are, if you take the rechayim as the mashkon. If you go grab the rechayim as the mashkon. So there's, is it two or three, right? Rav Yehuda said two, and Rav Huna said three, right? Yechavah the rechayim, right, you call it rechayim, and because you get shnayim, one is because of lo yachbal rechayim, and then another one is ki nefesh uchovel. You get a third one ki nefesh uchovel, right? If you took the rechayim and the rechav together, right? One before the rechayim, one before the rechav, and one because nefesh uchovel. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only get two, one for rechayim, one for rechav, but ki nefesh uchovel is a lapsa b'cholos, and you don't get malchus for that third apparent lav. So again, we're on Kupta Zayin with Aleph, about six lines from the top by Tanakh of Asay Rabbi Yehuda. So Tanakh of Asay Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to have a brisa that's going to support Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you only get two malchus. Now, the Gemara is going to bring down two brisos. According to Rashi, it's the combination of the two brisos that turn into the raya for Rabbi Yehuda. So we're going to learn it that way. Tosos has a completely different way of learning the brisa. Or Tosos says that either or, each brisa can be brought as a proof. So let's just read it first according to Rashi. Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yehuda. The brisa that learned is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you do not get malchus for ki nefesh uchovel, which is the taking anything that's ochel, that's an ochel nefesh. Right? Because the first brisa says, chovel zug shel saporim. You stole. You were mashkein the zug shel saparim, which is the scissors, the two blades of the scissors. Each blade is considered a utensil. So the utensil, the barber scissors you took, but it's two blades, right? And you use them together. You have to use them together. Still, it's one. It's each blade. Each one is considered its own utensil. Vitzemet shel paros, and according to Rashi, you took the two paros that are chorish in the field. And you took it with the tzemet, with the yoke that it's the utensil that attaches the two together, that keeps them attached together. And according to Rashi, the paros are considered kelim of ochel nefesh because they're used to be chorish. According to the Reed, they're not kelim of ochel nefesh. They're a priestess. He says, no, it's for number one, they're not kelim, they're animals. Number two, they're not preparing ochel nefesh. So the Tosfos is a different parish, is what it is. He says that maybe. you're talking about the tzemet itself, but just talking about the actual yoke itself. I'm not sure how that answers the ochel nefesh problem, though, because it answers the problem that they're not kelim, but that's a kli and not a cow. But it still is that. It seems to me one step removed from ochel nefesh. Nevertheless, Bryce says chayiv shtayim. You're chayiv shtayim, two malchus, two sets of malchus, because each one, when you take each one, Rashi says you're over the lav of nefesh kikovel. Zeba atzma b'zeba atzma. You only take one. Let's talk the scissors case. You only take one blade. So the ain't chayav ela achas. You're only chayav once. So see, for the proof from the bright, according to Rashi, you don't have a proof yet. Basically, what the Bryce is saying now is that on two chelke misparayim, you get two malchus. But there's still, Rashi says, still not necessarily a raya to Rav Yehuda, because maybe with these kalim, Rav Huna will be moda that you only get two malchus, because maybe he'll say that the Isser is only because of Ochel Nefesh, and the Isser of Rechayim and Rechav is only specifically for Rechayim and Rechav, because that's what's mentioned in the Pasuk, right? Maybe Rechayim by Rechav, the Brisa will say you get three, because they have an extra Isser Mufurish in the Torah. So right now, according to Rashi, you don't have the Raya. But then comes the Brisa, Betani Idach, another Brisa says, Chabal Zug Shel Saparim, you took the scissors, Vit Semet Shel Paros, and you took the yoke or the two cows according to Rashi. So Yocho lo yechayev ela achas. You would think maybe you only chayev once because it's only one utensil, right? The scissors is really one utensil. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk comes to teach us lo yachavol rechayev berechev. So now there's going to be a comparison between the scissors and the rechayev and rechev.
Marechayim Berechav Shehem Miyuchadim. They're specific. Why? Shnei Kelim. They're two separate utensils. But Osim Malacha Achas. But you'll use them together. And nevertheless, V'chayev. And nevertheless, the Torah says you're chayev for each of them. Al zebif ne'atzmo, al zebif ne'atzmo. Ap kol dvarim shehein shnei kelim yuchadim. So too, any item which is really two separate utensils, but ve'osim malacha achas, but you do one malacha, then you're chayev. Al zebif ne'atzmo, al zebif ne'atzmo. You're chayev for each one individually. So there's a comparison between the two, right? So you see from the Brisa, this Brisa says clearly that you're only, not clearly, the limit is that the Brisa says that if you're mamashkin v'chayim v'rechev, you get two, and not like the Das of Rav Yehuda, and you're not milokim mishum nefesh huchovel. Because the Brisa is comparing, the Brisa says, mare chayim v'rechev yuchadim osim malacha achas, and yuchayev. So too, any other thing where it's a double utensil, but it's used for one item, you get malchus. And how many malchus do you get? Rashi says, look at the first brisa. The first brisa tells me I get two malchus, not three. So if they're the same din, this is how Rashi learns. If they're the same din, you see by rechav and rechayim, you only get two malchus, not a third set of malchus. Okay, you can see Rashi inside if you want. So it says. Look at the Rashi, B'tanya Idach. B'tanya Idach, Yelof Luhu Me Rechayim V'Rechav, the Ifkushar Dvarim Rechayim V'Rechav. We have a Hekesh with all of the things, so Rechayim V'Rechav, B'chad Kra, Ma Rechayim V'Rechav, B'chayim Al Zevp Ne'asmo, Zevp Ne'asmo. Shrei Pirshan Akasa Levar, Azhar L'Kol Achal Atzmo, Ap Kol, Umidi Yelof Luhu Me Rechayim V'Rechav, Shma Mino, B'Rechayim V'Rechav, Chayim Nami Shnaim. Yoni Chayim Tuk, Ka'amar V'lo Sholosh, Behind Ok Rav Yehuda. Because that's like Rav Yehuda, because you compare, if you pull into Rashi, you put the two brightos together, you get only two, and that's your support for Rav Yehuda. So now the Gemara brings down. Okay, is that good? Nachum? Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring down a case. Hahu Gabri, you have this guy. Techovel Sakina de Ishkafta Mechavre. He took as a mashkum from his friend a butcher's knife, but not the knife that you use to chef, but it's the knife Rashi says. Shall base hamad bachim shemikatsum obaser. It's a knife that they used to chop up the meat afterwards. So again, we're assuming here that this is a kli of ochel nefesh. Right. So asla kamei de abaye. So the malva came before abaye and amrlei. So abaye says back to him, zila hadre. Return the knife to the lova. You're not allowed to take something that's ochel nefesh. The habele kli she osim bo ochel nefesh. This is a kli that you make up, that you use for ochel nefesh. I guess anything used for the food preparation. I don't think it's the same definition of ochel nefesh on yontif. I didn't see that, but I guess anything used for food preparation, you can't take as a mashkon. Habile kli hashosim ochel nefesh, and you're not allowed to take it. V'sa kum b'din ala, and that you claim that he owes you money. Take him to Beis Din. Bring rayos. Bring edim. Bring a star. Bring something to prove it. Rashi says the last short line. V'sa kum b'dino tavei l'din al chobcha. Bring the din on your chov. Imod l'cho yesh edim yishalim. Vim lo yishal v'shavuos heses. Now you have to take it. You know, if you don't have it, take a shavuos heses that you can take it. But you can't just grab this. This is a davar. It's ochel nefesh. Rabbi says, what are you talking about over here? Lo tzarech l'meikam b'dino la. The malach doesn't have to bring b'toveya the din to guide the din. He's what's going on now? He's muksuk at the knife. He's holding on to the knife. He has amigo. He can claim he should be allowed to collect the up to the value of the knife, because he could have said, what are you talking about? It's mine. I bought it from you. Believe me, I'm allowed to take it. Believe me, you owe me the money, and this is the mashkon. Migo, I would have said that this is mine. Right, but he only can collect up to his shua. But also Rashi and all the Rishonim point out that his migo only comes with a shvua. He would also have to take a shvua with this. Rashi says, Rava Amar Keba Damashkin the Ain Adim Shemashkin Ohio, Yoko Litan Lakuchal Hibi Yadi, and Lot Sarath Mekam Dinale, the Kutalev Mashkin, Lishava Velishdal Akade Dama. We still have to, I think maybe because it's an interesting migo. It's almost like a migo lahotzi. It's a migo for number one, it's a migo mi mama la mama, which is a problem. It's not really a migo lahotzi because you're holding on to it. So why did he take a shvua? What's the point of the shvua here? Where else do you have a migo to take a shvua?
Because maybe you know you would normally have to take a shvu anyway, right? We take a shvu's hesis. Then the rabbanim make a shvu's hesis. So maybe migul only comes to say that to patter you for making a payment, but migul doesn't take rid of the shvu obligation. I guess that's what's going on. It's sort of the migul ahotzi mamon, because what you're doing is the migul is going on the klein. The klein is to, right, but if you look at the complete picture, what does it mean? Believe me that you owe me money. Let's say you owe me $1,000. And therefore you have to pay me back. So you're being motzi the loan. Maybe. Okay. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. So Abaye doesn't hold it as migul. Abaye doesn't hold that you can get the value. Basically, you can't get more. If the loan's $1,000 and the knife is only worth $100, the migul only allows you to collect $100 worth of the knife. You can't collect any more than that. Abaye lesli gahisvara. Abaye doesn't hold that. Maishna, why is that different from the following case? It's a case that we're going to see in Bava Basra. Hanhu easy the achle chushla ben harda. You had these goats or whatever sheep in the city of Naharda, that they went into someone's field and they ate his barley, in this case peeled barley. The asamar de chushla betapaslu. So the owner of the barley grabbed the izim and he took them. The katoin tuva, and he said, and he was toveya from the owner of the sheep a large amount of money based on what the sheep ate the barley. But Amar Avuah de Shmuel, and Avuah de Shmuel says, Yokol liton ad kimei demehen. He can claim and collect up to the value of the izim themselves. Why? Because he's Neman with the Migo that he was Kona the izim, that they belonged to him. So therefore, believe me that they ate at least this amount of barley, collect that, Migo, that these izim belong to me. I don't know, the thing is, we talk over there, it's a question, because there's Godros, right? We say that, don't believe me, that belongs to me, because Chazaka kol mashtachas yadadam shalohu, but Izim are Godros, and Godros ain't him Chazaka. There's a whole issue we'll get to in Bava Basra, how exactly that works. So if that's the case that you see over there, no one argues over there that the owner of the barley can make this claim, what's Abaye doing over here? So they're going to limit the machlokes in Abaye and Rava. I'm not going to say that Abaye doesn't hold the Rava. They're just going to see whether that migo applies into this situation. So they say, nope, they're not the same. Hasim over there by the Izim case, lav midi da abda lashule lagurehu. Izim are not something that you typically lend or rent to somebody else. It's not the derech b'nei adam to rent them out. And therefore, if the izim are in the hands of the Baal Sa'orim, he can say that he bought them. Because how else did they get to his rishus? I don't know. They walked into his rishus? I'm not exactly sure what the issue is. Oh, there's a note here. He says, Apa gav shagot in the chazaka. He says there's something specific about the ir naharda, that the izim would not walk by themselves. So maybe in that case it's specific that there was that you didn't have the problem of the godros. But you see anyway that basically, since these things are something that are not specifically lent out from one to another, there's only one. The only way they would get into his rishus is if they were bought, or he grabbed it. But hacha midi the abid lashuli laogrehu. Here we're talking about a case. We're talking about the knife that the butcher used to chop up. That's something that could be necessarily, it could be lent or rented out. So the guy can't say, oh, believe me, because Migo, I bought it from you. Migo, it's mine. Well, maybe you have it because it was lent. It's the type of item that people lend back and forth. So you don't have that koach of a second taina. The shalach Rav Huna, that's proof of that. The shalach Rav Huna bar Avin, right, who says, Devarim ha'asuyin la'hashu la'haskir, things that people typically lend or, well, I'm saying typically, I'm tipping my hat to him, Maslokos Rishonim, but things that are typically lent or rented, v'amar l'kuchen heim biyadi, and the machzik says, now I bought them. He could say he says I bought them, ain't no neman. He's not neman because we said he's a typically rent. So machlokas Rishonim between the Ram and the Rival, what does it mean? Kalim asuyim lehashu lehaskir. So the Rambam says it has to be. He's literal. It's kalim haasuyim lehashu lehaskir. These are things that are made from the beginning to be lent or to be rented out, meaning like a big, he talks about a big massive pot, like a caterer's pot, or something that's used to give other people to cook when they need a big meal. But
it's kelet betchilas asiyasim. Their purpose was for l'shel lahaskir. But the Ravid says that in other words, anything that people are not makbid on to lend to their friends, that's considered kelim asum lahashul lahaskir. So if this thing, this knife, is kelim asum lahashul lahaskir, he has no raya. Rabbi says there's no migo. There's no migo. So wait. So we're now back the other way. So what about Rava? Why does Rava say there is a migo? The Rava lesli hay svara. The Rava doesn't hold the svara. But how Rava? The case of Rava. Apikzuga the sarbel of a sifra dagata mi yasme. He took away from the Isomim the scissors that you cut clothing with, the sifra dagata and like it says and svara sifra dagata mi yasme. He took them from the hands of the Isomim. Right, the Yisomim had this from their father, and they were muksuk. They belonged to somebody else. So usually you can't take away from the Yisomim. Here you took out from the Yisomim. Why? B'dvarim hasuim lahashul lahaskir, because these were dvarim that assume lahashul lahaskir. Even right, what does Rashi say? V'afilu miyasni shehaveyu habalim edim shehayu shilahen. Right, the hate to own him, he shilunim laviim shel elu, bafkin rovim minay mishum dvarim asum lahashul lahaskir. What's going on here? Even the father would have been neman to say that he bought them. He would not believe, but the fact that he was motzi them from them would be muchach that their father wouldn't have been neman that he bought them. Why? Because these are the things that are typically rented or borrowed. Since they're asuim lahashul lahaskir, so you see that rubber holes are the kinds of asuim lahashul lahaskir. Why, in this case, does he say you do have the migo by the knife? So it seems now the Gemara seems to say it's almost like a machlokes and metzias. Amar lach Rava, hay nami, this knife kevan de mipagma kati inchi below mushli. We're talking about a knife that's used specifically for chopping up the meat, and people are makbid and they don't lend this out because if someone borrows it, they might become dull, and then they won't be able to use it for in the butcher shop. So what does the buyer hold? People aren't makbid. What's the machlokas between a buyer and Rava? It can't be. Is that machlokas and metzias? Whether people are makbid on this or not? I don't know. Seems. What do you think? What's the machlokas? No, I don't understand what the machlokas are. They each hold of the svara. They each hold, number one, each hold of the migo. And they say the migo doesn't apply by the very masum lahashul lahaskir. The machlokas is whether this is something that's asuri lahashul lahaskir, because Rava says no, because maybe it becomes pogum. And Abaye says, well, it doesn't become pogum, or he says, even though it doesn't become pogum, people do lend it. I don't know. Sure, Ivory, you know, what's the machlokas? I'll call you out because you're the principal. So, fine. Just Abaye, just for one thing. Abaye had said that when we had the whole thing started, Abaye said to the guy, you know what, go ahead, you have to return it. Give it back to him. So, why do you really have to give it back to him? The machlokas Abaye, we've seen this machlokas a lot. The machlokas and Tamura, Davav, between Abaye and Rava. If you do something that's usser, and you do it anyway, is it still chal? So in this case, right, if you're over Adam al Isur Torah, im ho'ilu masav alo. Abaye says it's ho'ilu masav. So why is Abaye? So this guy took the mashkon. He wasn't supposed to take the mashkon because it's ochel nefesh. Why does he have to return it? It's ho'ilu masav. Now he has the mashkon, right? So, I don't know, Tosos on Daf Kuf Tes Vav says that according to Abaye, he doesn't really have to be, he really doesn't have to be, to return the mashkon. The only reason why he has to return the mashkon is now that you took the mashkon, you have to treat it like a regular mashkon and give a ksus laila laila and give a ksus yom yom. But really, it was chal. It does have an effect, right? So it does have an effect, but the only thing that now that you took it, so when he says return it, all he means to say is that now you have a real mashon. You can't just keep it the whole way through. You have to follow the real dinam of mashon. Right, was something else? Okay, so also we mentioned before about what is considered something that's ochel nefesh, right? So we mentioned. So all these kelim, the Tosos and the Reed, they say that only things that are actually used for ochal nefesh. But the Ri brings down that ochal itself, food itself, foodstuff itself, you are allowed to take as a mashkon, because that's not considered ochal nefesh, which is odd. But and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. But the Meiri says no, that if the kelim are ochal nefesh and it's usur to take that as the mashkon, so the kal vachomer the food itself. What about food that you actually? What if you're like a guy who sells food? It's not your food to eat, but that is your ochal nefesh. You own a supermarket or something like that. So maybe even according to Tosos, that's considered ochal nefesh because it's no longer considered food. It's considered ochal nefesh because that's what you use to provide your parnasa. I don't know, and that's an interesting question. Fine. So, okay, Harjun Alach HaMekabel. That's the end of the ninth parak. We're now on the tenth parak, Habayis V'Aliyah, the last parak above Metziah, which is more of an introduction to Bava Basra. A lot of these in Yonim seem to fit into the first parak of Bava Basra, which is all about partners and our Shutvin. So to here we have a whole bunch of instances of Shutfus. Fine. So, first Mishnah says, Habayis V'Aliyah Shal Shnayim. This case, most cases of the Mishnayos, I think, are talking about where one person owns the whole house and he rents it out to somebody else. Here, what we have is basically a duplex, right? You have like those Israeli things, and one on top, you have a duplex, right? One guy owns the bottom and lives there, one guy lives on the top. And what happened? The house fell. So read the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah. Habayis v'aliyah shel shnayim shenaflu. The house fell down. Okay? And the house is made out of etzim and avanim. It's made out of bricks and mortar and branches. And when they fell, they all got mixed up. They all got mixed together. So shneihem, both the balabayas and the bav aliyah, the guy who owns the top floor, cholkim ba'etzim uvavanim ba'afar. They split up on a pro rata basis, based on the size of the bayas and the aliyah. They split up all the rubble, basically. I guess if they're large pieces, you want to reuse them to rebuild. So they split it up. But Rowin Elu Avanim Asuyish Lishtaver. We also do where Rowin Elu Avanim, we see which Avanim were broken. What does that mean? Rashi says, Im Yesh Avanim Shvur Shalavanim. Right? Some bricks are broken, some aren't. Right? Ze Omer Shlemo Shali. One guy claims that the full bricks are mine. You want the full bricks so you can use them. One guy says the full bricks are mine, one guy says the full. Ze Omer Shlemo Shali. Rowin Elu Avanim Ruuyish Lishtaver. We look to see which. We bring in the experts. We try to figure out which type of bricks, the upper bricks or lower bricks, were more likely to have broken during the fall. Rom elo avanim uishli shtaber im shel elyon im shel tachton. If the upper ones or lower ones, but kol lefiyam apolis, and it all depends on how the house fell. She im nechbat habayis miyusodo v'napol tachtav hachoma v'mkoma yesh ladash shatachtonet nishpul. If the house just collapsed straight down, most probably, it was the lower bricks that didn't support what was going on, and they were the ones that crushed. So the guy who owns the lower house is the one who has the crushed bricks, and the guy who owns the upper house is the one who has the full bricks. But yesh l'adas ha'tonel nitzbur v'lekach nafla bias, and that's why the house fell. The im nechbar hakotel lehalon kimakel shayo omed zokup v'nafla. Let's say it fell down like a stick; it was standing up straight and then fell down. So basically, what you're saying is that the weight, it was too weighty on top and fell down. So those were the ones that hit the ground from a far distance. So those were the ones that broke. So the broken ones would belong to the aliyah guy, and the non-broken ones would be the full ones belong to the bottom, right? The im nechbar hakotel lehalon kimakash hay omen zakup nafel shehel yonish hakotel nafel lehalon mimenu harbe. They fell far away. As hel yonish nishbaru shenaflu migoverav ba'achtatonish lemo shenaflu mimakom namach. So we figure and we determine who gets the full bricks and who gets the shards. Okay. If one of them somehow recognizes what his stones look like, he recognizes these full ones, these are mine. I don't think he can recognize the broken ones, but he recognizes the full ones. Right, Rashi's mixes of one of the Hain Shleimos. So they say he gets them, note lon, he takes them, but olos lo min a cheshbon. But they count in the cheshbon. When they divvy it up, they count in the cheshbon. Rashi says, Shehaveiro yikach acheros kenegdon. His friend will take others, you know, against these. They count in the cheshbon. So let's see what the Gemara says. Mi de katani, in the second part of the Mishnah, it says, Rowan, you could estimate, you could figure out, you bring in the experts, you bring in the engineers to figure out how they fell, miklal di ikalamekam alayu. We can determine how it fell. Ibichavasa nafil. Maybe it fell that it fell straight down. Ibichavata nafil. Or it fell like Rashi, like the stick falling forward. So you can make that determination. So Ihachi Resha Maiholkin. Why in the Resha, the first part, do we say that they split it? Well, just figure out how it fell and split it accordingly. So he says, Resha Maiholkin. So Nechse Ibichabot and Nafiel. If it fell right straight down, if it fell like the stick, so then Ilyasa Itbor, the top ones are the ones that are broken. Vibichabasa Nafil, and if it fell Ibichabasa, if it collapsed down, then the Tatyasa Itbor, the bottom ones are the ones that are broken, and the full ones belong to the owner of the top house. Written the second line says you can make the determination why in the Resha are we being cholik. So he goes, Lo Tzricha de Nafil Belayla. We're talking about a case where it fell down at night. Okay, so Gemara says, Velechsainu Betzafra. So in the morning, take a look. Okay, wait till it gets light and take the look. There's no dipaninu. Someone cleared him out. So the lechse man paninu vileshle. So let's go to the guy who cleared him out and ask him, when you went to clean it out, how did it fall? Did it fall down or did it fall across? He says, no, dipaninu b'nei rishis harabim. The b'nei rishis harabim, a lot of people from the street, they were the ones who cleared it out. But azlu la'alma, and they left. Okay, so the Gemara says, fine. So they cleared it out. They must have put it somewhere. The lechse b'rishus d'man yasman. So why are you being cholek? Let's just see who's rishus the avanim are in now. And the guy who's holding on to the avanim, he's muksak. And it would be the other guy, the lehevi idach, amotzi mechaber alvaraya. And the other guy would have been motzi mechaber alvaraya. Why do you have to do cholkin? The question in the Mishnah. Because lo tzricha, the yasman b'chatzir tarvaya. No, because they cleared them out. They put them all together. And they mixed them all up. And it's sitting in the chatzir that belongs to both of them. Inami, or Rishus Harabim, they cleared them out into the Rishus Harabim. The Baisim, or you can say, you know what, forget about it. It may have been cleared into only one of their Rishus, into one of their Rishuyos. But nevertheless, it doesn't matter. Shutvin, Shutafin, Mechi Haigavna, Lo Kapti Ahadadi. They both own the house. They're somehow, they're Shutvin. I mean, the din is that Shutvin aren't necessarily makbid on each other. So just because I let you come into my property, let me go into your property, we're Shutvin. So just because I was in my property, that doesn't mean that it's mine. I don't have a chazaka on it because maybe it belongs to the other guy and he's just not being mocked, but it's in his rishus.
I don't understand this whole concept of the mosak. I'm not allowed to take your shirt and then say, I'm a mosak, then you go bring the rag into your shirt.
Right, because we don't say that people say that people are gonna of him. But here there was something fell, it's in your rishus.
But we don't. Arbitrary, where did it end up?
No, they were.
Well,
he didn't do it. They were brought into his rishus.
No.
What are we supposed to do here? Yeah. That's how you. Those are the rules. So bring a proof that they don't belong to you. I mean, I think the other question. It's pretty easy. I just think here it's pretty easy to break the proof because you could say this was the house. I have Aiden that I lived in this house. The house fell down. There's X amount of bricks, and now they're all sitting in your property. What's
the roof?
What?
What about the roof? Both
what about
the top floor? Decks the bottom floor.
Maybe the ceiling for that, the floor. I don't know.
Right.
I hear your question. So he would become. But they say that there's no lo kapti adadi. Rashi says lo kapti adadi le mitnei rishus of the day. Dafkuri mafke le kolcha rishus of the gadi chaver. Each one is mafke their rishus to their friend, right? Lahaniach sham chafotzav to leave their items there. Hilchach ki nami yaslam rishus to chaminayu. If it falls into one of their rishus, lo havi ida hamotzi the rishusa the hanami yasvi that lo kapti le mi leush leduchta. Just because it's sitting in his rishus, he says it's not a raya that belongs to him because he's not makbid. So Tosfos and Bava Basman Abbez in the famous Tosfos Lefichach says that if the avanim are in the rishus of it goes into one guy's rishus and they're there, it's there for longer than normal. Right, normal than normal, then he's zocher by the avanim, right? Because we say when the Gemara says that shutvin aren't makbid ze el ze, that's just in a regular situation. But more than normal, I guess you have to determine based on the minhag makom what more than normal is. Then the shutvin are also going to be makbid. I let my neighbor keep his stuff in my yard, but if it's there for 2 years, that's too long, I guess. But the Tur in Choshen Mishpat Simon Kuf Nun Zayin says that even if it's in the rishus for a long time, you're not zocher by the avanim. They're not makbid adadi, and that's it because they're not makbid. So the Granat, Rav Natali Trump, tries to explain the tour.
Right? He seems to say, the Tosfos seems to make sense, that you're not makbid for a certain amount of time. Or after a certain amount of time, it's beyond the pale, and you're makbid, and you keep it. So why does the Torah say it doesn't make a difference of the timing? So he says, he bases it based on Rashi. We read Rashi. Rashi says that each shutof is makna to the other shutof, his chatzir, in order to put down the chavatzim. So what does that mean? So he says, the Raphtali Trumpet says, mean one of two things. Number one, he could say that they're not makbid for a certain amount of time. But if they're makbid, they are makbid for a longer amount of time. That's how Tosfos would read. But he says you can read Rashi by saying, what does it mean that they're not makbid? It means that they're not makbid in the sense that it's not considered a tefisa. If it's not considered that you're tofes in the chafetz. It's in order for me to have a chazak on something, I have to be tofes in that item. I have to grab it. It has to be in my rishus. The Granada is saying that according to the tour, maybe what's going on is when it falls in, it's shukin makbid ahadadi. It means not that they're just not makbid and later I'll be makbid. Without the hakpada, there's no tfisa. He's not holding on to the chafetz. He's not holding on to the chafetz. So it doesn't matter how long it is. If he has no tfisa, there can be no chazaka. That's how he explains. That's how he explains the tour. Now, I'm thinking of your question, Menachem. So he's saying. You say, what's the guy just pulled it in? But he didn't pull it in here. It fell, and somebody else pulled it into the yard. And we'll say that the other guy be a Monsignor Chavir Laraya. What else are we supposed to do? We don't know where it was. It's not like we saw, I'm saying it is the same thing as a shirt. We see yesterday the shirt's on you, and now I'm holding it. But we say in that case, Chazaka Komash Yatachajat Adam Shalahu, because we're not Machzakinim people as Ganavim. So that's what we say. No, I can't walk.
That's why it's a muksa. If it's in your property, you can't walk in your house, take your stereo, and say, I'm a muksa now.
But if someone sees it, if someone sees it, first of all, they eat it. But if no one sees anything, right? No one sees anything, right? There's no biur. Right. What's the only biur we have? The biur we have is in my hands, so it's mine. So I prove that it's. Sometimes it's 10 cents. Okay. So then the Mishnah said, "Im hay echad mehen makir." If someone recognized the stones, they belong to him. So the Gemara says, "Halah." The second guy, one guy says that I recognize these are mine. What does the second guy say? Right? The halah matoin. What does he claim? Either comer in. If he says, "Yeah, you're right. Those are yours," pshita. Then it's pashut. Ilomer in. If he doesn't say in, lama notel. Why does the rishon take it? Right? He has to bring a raya. Right? If he says, if he disagrees, el the amar any day. He says, I don't know. So if it's Bari B'Shemo, so let me to get to Yupta, the Rav Nachman. This should be a Kasha Rav Nachman, who holds Bari B'Shemo, Bari Lavadiv. The Itmar, Manli B'Yadcha, a guy says, Manli B'Yadcha, you owe me $100. Well, Omer Inya Day, he says, I don't know. Rav Huda, Omer Chayev, he says, you have to pay him. Rav Nachman, B'Yochanan, Omer Potter, he says, you're Potter, because it's Bari B'Shemo, first man number says, Bari B'Shemo, Bari Adiv. Second man number says, Bari B'Shemo, Lav Bari Adiv. So why over here, here's a ride that Bari B'Shemo, Bari Adiv. So he says, no. Like Rav Nachman answered the question over there, he's going to answer the question over here. Kigon sheish esik shvua b'neihem. We saw this answer once before also. It's talking about a case where there's a shvua in here, and we talk in the yochel l'shav b'mishalim. Right? Kigon sheish esik shvua b'neihem. Hachanam kigon sheish esik shvua b'neihem. Hechi dami esik shvua. What's the case of esik shvua? Kidderava, like Rava says, the Amar Rava, manli b'yadcha, you owe me $100. V'ala omer ein lecha b'yadi el chamishin. No, I only owe you 50, and I don't know any about the other 50. Not that he denies, he doesn't know. So now he owes the shvua modem mixas, but he can't make the shvua because the shvua has to say he doesn't own the other 50. He can't make the shvua. When we toast in the yochel shabbat lishalim is because he can't make the shvua, he has to pay. So too over here we can say our mishnah was the guy. He's modem to some of the avanim, and the other avanim he doesn't know. He says I don't know. So it's modem mixas. He can't make the shvua. We toast in the yochel shabbat mishalim. Why is this modem mixas? There's no claim here. It's just saying this like these are mine, these are yours. Who's the Baal Chov over here? I don't know what I hear. I'm not sure what that. I don't know. Rav Kiva Eger asks why. What's the problem here? Also, is Halach over here? It's a Halach. It's not motive mix us. Like it's. I no. These are yours. Here they are. And then it's Kofar Bakol on the rest. So I hear. I don't know. It's, these are them and take them. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay. The second part of the Brisa says, the Mishnah says, but olos lo min cheshbon. The guy is makir part of the avanim, and he takes them, and it counts to him in the cheshbon. He's the one who takes the and this other guy takes others, you know, an amount equal, I guess, to those that fell. So sava rabba lemeimer, Rav Meimer seemed to, Rabba wanted to say that chaveiro, when the chaveiro takes them, he takes the cheshbon from the broken ones. Lefi cheshbon shveros, meaning that the Rishon took the avanim shlemos because he claimed that they're his, and the chavero now takes an equal amount of broken ones, and then the rest of the bricks then they split equally. So Alma came into Amar in Yodea. Once he says in Yodea, Ria Tafei. So now his taina is weakened. That's why, since he says in Yodea, you only can take the broken ones. Meaning, when he says also in the cheshbon, I recognize the full bricks, they're mine. You get an equal amount of the broken ones, and whatever's left, that's what we split. Amale Abaye, no, Abaye says Adaraba, Harei Tafei. If according to this, the Rishon says that these are clearly mine. He has a taina grua. Because me the honey yada tvelo yada su lesle. Since he says that these shlemos are mine, Rabbi says it's as if he's saying the other shlemos are not mine. So he has now he only gets the shlemos that he claims, and all the other shlemos go to the other guy, right? The two lesle the ida kula the hayach ninu, and all the other full bricks belong to the second guy. So he says that can't be the case. Ella, so was it, if you say that lefi cheshbon shaburos, lefi cheshbon means cheshbon shaburos, Rabbi says that this guy's losing out. He recognizes that he was to lose out. So, because it's basically, he says these and not any others. So, Ella, Amar Abai says, Lefi cheshbon shlemos. No, what it is that if I recognize these shlemos, the other guy takes other shlemos against them, and the rest we all split. So, the Gemara asks, wait a second, if I recognize these shlemos, I get them, and you get an equal amount of other shlemos, what did I gain? So, Gemara says, Mai kamahani lei. He says, no, you could gain a few things. Demalban aravcha, maybe these are wider, or thicker, or more dense. Right, inami tina demi abda. Maybe there's some cement around it that's reusable. You can use that. He recognizes these. He gets the benefit of what's on them. But basically, according to Mafskan Gemara, is that lefi cheshbon means olos min cheshbon means that it's an equal amount. It's the same type of brick, full brick, not broken brick. Okay, let's go to the next Mishnah. Habayis v'aliyah. You have a house and aliyah that belongs to one person. He lives on the bottom and he rents out the top. V'nifchasa Ha'aliyah, and the floor on the upper in the attic breaks. In Bala Bayis wrote to the Sakin, if the Bala Bayis doesn't want to fix the floor, Hare Bal Ha'aliyah, the Bala Aliyah Yorid Vidar Lamata. The person living upstairs can come down and bunk with the guy downstairs. Achi Yisakin Lo Is Ha'aliyah, until he fixes it up. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tachta Nosin Is Hatikra, Ve'elyo Nosin Is Maziva. Says the floor, I guess, was thick, so the bottom guy just has to fix the bottom part, and the upper guy has to put the lining or the shellac, I guess, whatever he has to do, he has to put on the top. So, nifchasa bekama. How much did the floor actually break? The question doesn't mean that it opened up or that it buckled, but how much of it is no longer usable? Rav Amma Beruba, meaning most of it is no longer usable, meaning either it buckled, you know, all the way down like this, there's a big hole in it. V'shmul amar be'arba, 4x4, 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. Then he can already come downstairs and live downstairs. Rav amar beruba baba arba alo. He says only if most of it, not 4x4, because adam dar chetzio lamata, the chetzio lamala. A person will live half of his stuff upstairs, and half of his stuff downstairs, because what he basically would do is, if he loses his 4x4 space, the bottom guy just says, all right, bring your kalim that you put in that 4x4 space, you can put them downstairs, you'll live upstairs, your stuff will be downstairs. It's not a big deal. I don't know what that machlokas is. He says, no, people don't want to live upstairs and downstairs, they want everything to be on one level. So, hey, chidami, what was the case, what was the lashon that was used, what was the case? Ida Amar Aliyah Zo. If the guy says, I'm giving you Aliyah Zo, this attic, so then Azda, you should leave. You know, it's tough luck. Like I said, this one specifically, this is what you have, and this is what happened. It was your luck that it broke. El the Amar Aliyah Stam. He said Stam and Aliyah. He didn't say Aliyah Zo. So then Logar Leach Risek. So then if it's falling down, he has to give him an Aliyah. Give him a new one. So Amar Ravalo Tzricha the Amar Le, he says to him, Aliyah Zo Shani Maskir Lecha. This Aliyah that I'm renting to you, Ki Salka, when it exists on top of the house, Salik Bahada, live there. The Chinachis, and when it falls, Chud Bahada, go live underneath it. So, Ihachi Maile Meimer, what are you talking about? So he said, if it's not there, whatever the amount is, you have to come downstairs, let him come downstairs. So, El Amar of Asher, Rashi says, the Amar Lei, the Master says to the Socher, Aliyah Zoshal Gabi Bai Zeni Maskilacha. I'm giving you this Aliyah that which is on top of this house, which means, the Shibid Bais La Aliyah. He was Mishabe the Bayis to the Aliyah, meaning he says it's the Agabe Bayis. The Aliyah has to be on top of this house. He connects the two together. So therefore, if the aliyah falls down, he could come live in the bias because he mishabed the aliyah to the bias. He ha similar to the following case: the Amar Rav and Bar Rav Adar Amar Rav Yitzchak. Ma'aseh be'echad she'amar lechaveiro. Someone said to his friend, "Dalis she'al gabe parsek ze ani moch lecha." I'm selling you this vine that's on top of this tree, right? V'nekar parsek, and the tree falls down. So he was supposed to get the gefen on top of the tree. It was Meshabi, the tree, to the Geffen. Uba maslet nevra b'chia, v'amr chayim ato lahamilo parsek kol zman she'adol shel gef kayamo. You have to give him a tree so long as the Geffen's around, you have to give him a tree to support it. So too here, aliyah shel gabei bayis is mashmo, that the bayis is meshubat to the aliyah. So therefore, if this whole thing falls down, you have to give him a place to live. He has to live in the bayis. He can go down and live in the bayis, either Ruba or Abraba, depending on Rav and Shmuel. Okay, stop here. Have a good day.